Many Americans are still feeling the pain of the recession and are hard-pressed to see light at the end of the tunnel. NPR's David Shaper surveyed a few people about the state of the economy in suburban Chicago and has this report.
Is the economy getting better? That, of course, depends on whom you ask. This long strip mall in Chicago's near northwest suburbs is on a major thoroughfare and across the street from a hospital, and it gets quite a diverse cross-section of shoppers, from doctors and nurses and other professionals to factory workers, plumbers, drywallers, and others in the trades. Most say they've felt this deep recession, but to varying degrees. And some of those seeing the worst of the economy are those in the parking lot outside of the Home Depot. Alex Manick of Park Ridge and his brother-in-law, Steve Rasick, are taking a knife to a couple of long pieces of drywall.
We're chopping the drywall so we can get it in the car.
Manick is remodeling the kitchen in his badly outdated home. It's the kind of project he says he'd much rather hire somebody else to do, but he can't afford it. You see, Manick works on commission as a bill collector, and he sees no signs that the economy is getting better.
Not by any stretch of the imagination, I don't think, at all. In my profession, all I do is talk to people, you know, about being able to pay bills and how the economy is, and from what they've told me, you know, and from what I'm seeing, it's just getting worse.
Manick says he hears reports that some sectors are improving, like the housing market.
I'm not seeing that. You know, just in my neighborhood, you travel down three streets and there's probably a dozen houses for sale. My parents have had their house on the market for a very long time, and the price just keeps dropping and dropping and dropping, and I think the worst is still yet to come.
Carpenter Frank McCann, sitting in his idling pickup truck outside of the Home Depot, says his home building industry is still reeling.
New construction's down, renovations are down, and I thought things were going to turn around about a month ago, but things really slowed down again. So it's about status quo now for the past 6 months or so.
McCann considers himself lucky because he says he's been working fairly steadily, but he knows a lot of guys who are out of work. Unemployment in the Chicago area is above 11%. Some manufacturers in the area are beginning to report slight increases in orders, and automobile sales may have finally bottomed out. But McCann says he won't be sure a recovery is really underway until housing starts and home remodeling jobs begin to pick up. Outside of a grocery store, a teenaged worker is rounding up carts. Before going inside, Mark Sawinski, who owns a travel agency, says his business is awful.
Because people has no money to travel, is basically what it is.
Sawinski estimates his business is down at least 50% so far this year, and he's doing everything he can to stay afloat.
Yeah, I'm not taking my salary now. I'm just trying to pay the bills, and I have to be careful with every $5 what I spent.
But Joe Auer is a little more optimistic, even though he works in aerospace, where airplane manufacturing orders remain slow.
But we are doing very well to manage our end of the business. I think the economy still needs a definite improvement. I think it will get there, but it will be through the hard work of the individual American worker.
Retiree Barbara Rapaz is seeing more positive economic signs.
It's improving inch by inch.
What gives you the sense that things are getting a little bit better?
Stock market is going up a little bit. It's still volatile, but it's going up a little bit. You know, houses are moving a little bit better. It's just overall, little by little, things are improving.
Anne Amayefule says the economy will eventually get better, but she sees much more pain first. This nurse compares the economy to the sickest of patients.
I think you have to get worse before you get better. You just can't do a turnaround in 24 hours. It's going to take some time, and it's going to get worse.
Experts say the economy remains weak but very close to a bottom, and they expect some growth in the second half of the year. But they, too, expect a long, painful recovery. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
You can find all our economic coverage at thenewnpr.org. And if you need help making sense of it, check out our Planet Money blog, npr.org/money.